to end off your week, start into a new one with a pledge to CKUW. Pledges at higher levels get more stuff. The 95.9 level pledge, you can ask for the CKUW toque. That's a great way to stay warm in this weather. Or if you're thinking of sunnier days and springtime, get the flying disc. It's a frisbee. It's, you know, they got a, it's a trademark thing. So it's a CKUW flying disc. Take it out to the park in the proper weather. It's not really winter. I mean, you can throw a frisbee any time of the year, of course. But this one is white. It's a white frisbee, so not great. Not great in the winter. Maybe we should have thought that through a bit more. Regardless, they're fun and available. Of course, every dollar counts, so any level of donation is welcome. Coming up, it's going to be the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl and the Children's Hour, two programs that I really love here on CKUW. You know, the Cereal Bowl's got great music for kids. Remember when we used to have Mud Puddle Radio on the air? Yeah, I miss those days. It'd be great to have another community volunteer step up and do that. But in the meantime, the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl kind of scratches that itch with some great kids' music. And then the Children's Hour following that, which kind of like explores amazing topics for kids. So, make your contribution, 204-774-6877, and support this Campus Community Radio Alternative. My name's Rob. Thanks for tuning in, ultimately. And tell a friend about CKUW. All right, time for the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl. Please, stay tuned.
Andra Day and Common from Marshall, the original motion picture soundtrack, right here on the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone. I am really glad to be with everyone today, including all of the kids on Zoom with us. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Happy day. It's Maya.
Hello, it's Isaac.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's Maya Lou.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Octavia.
Hello, it's Evan.
Hi, it's Airdrie.
Hi, it's Flo.
Well, everyone, I am so glad you're with us here on Zoom and out there in listener land. Today on the show, we're going to be learning about Black American history, because Black history is American history. Our guest is Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She's a professor in the Department of Africana Studies at the University of New Mexico here in Albuquerque. There are so many cool things that were invented by Black inventors that we just take for granted every day. And we are also going to meet Deborah Carnes Padilla. And she wants to make us aware of one of the most common birth defects that kids can have, congenital heart defects. We're going to learn a lot more about them. You can find a lot of pictures and links and a lot more information about this show at childrenshour.org. Look for Black History is American History. This is Ashiba.
Every day, everywhere, another baby's born. Let's sing them all a beautiful welcome song. Some born weak and little, and others big and strong. They all deserve a beautiful welcome song. Hum and whisper it in their ears, and with a great big smile, show them that we care. A burst of joy, give them as the early morning sunrise, a beautiful welcome song. A beautiful welcome song. Every day and everywhere, another baby creature's born, oh yeah. Let's sing them all a beautiful welcome song. Some born weak and little, and others big and strong. They all deserve a beautiful welcome song. 'Cause like a tree planted in the fertile ground, they'll bring forth their fruits in due season. Let's give them all a sense of purpose and reason. A beautiful welcome song, give them now. A beautiful welcome song. Welcome, wishing you a sweet life. Welcome, full with bliss. Welcome, lots of joy. Come on now, for everyone. Welcome, I'm wishing you a sweet life. Welcome, full of with bliss. Welcome, lots of joy. For every little girl and boy right now, a beautiful welcome song. A beautiful welcome, beautiful welcome. A beautiful welcome song. Welcome. Welcome.
That was Ashiba from welcome. In the Kid Zone. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're with Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She is a professor of Africana Studies at the University of New Mexico here in Albuquerque. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's
Hour. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
let's start with sort of the basics. People don't think about New Mexico or the South. When we talk about Black History Month, I never, ever hear about our area.
I actually usually begin any information with students, with community people, in schools, in churches, wherever, by reminding people that the word history means exactly what it says. It is his story. The person who has the power of the pen gets to write down the story. So very often, many of us whose stories are not reflected in the books are not there because we were not the writers. So Black people, brown people, red people, yellow people, poor white people's stories and her stories, women's stories, are generally missing from American history books. So it's not unusual that the Black history of the Southwest is missing. Actually, Black history, which is our history collectively of the whole United States, is pretty much missing from our storybooks. So we have the pleasure of unearthing those things and rediscovering them. I hate to say discover because the information has always been there, but I just get so excited when I get to share. And my students say constantly, wow, how come nobody ever told me this before? And I can remember feeling that same way as a young person because I probably learned two names, Crispus Attucks and I don't know, maybe Martin Luther King when I was in school. But I was in school at a time that Dr. King was in the civil rights movement. So it wasn't an historic account at that point. It was a current issue that was discussed. But as I went through college and was exposed to some other courses, and then later had the privilege of working with Father Boniface Hardin, the first Black priest I had ever met in Indiana. I'm an Indiana University graduate. And his friend, Sister Jane, who taught in the inner city schools there, Jane as an historian, did a lot of original research. And I sat in her class for 8, 10, 12 weeks just learning tons of stuff. And it fueled my fire. I just get excited to get to share it.
Oh, we're happy to hear more. Yeah, please.
Was there slavery in New Mexico?
There was a controversy about which states beyond the eastern states would be slave states. New Mexico was one of those that debated whether or not we would be a slave state. But here's the problem with starting with slavery. There's a ton of Black history way before slavery.
Ooh,
let's go there.
I want to know that.
Oh, and that's why I love to teach this. So one of the things that I brought for our young people is to tell the stories of how Black people came here.
The photos that Dr. Hardiman brought our crew are posted to childrenshour.org under the episode Black History is American History.
They came here as freed people at the beginning. They were not slaves for the first almost 100 years as they moved in and about from the 1600s forward. They came from big, wonderful countries where there were kings and queens and princes, and they did marvelous, wonderful things that we've never heard of. So here is a Black king, very gorgeous, very handsome, would you say?
Ooh.
Yes, and yeah, this is a queen. This is Queen Nzinga, who was actually an amazing warrior queen when her people were captive. She led the battle to actually free them. It's almost like our own story here in the United States of the Revolutionary War. And we wonder, how did we get these pictures? Well, as people traveled, they would not have a camera. You know, we have a lot of technology, but they would take artists along with them, as did the explorers, and they would draw the pictures of the people that they met. So these people were so smart, they built the University of Timbuktu, a real place.
Wow. And that still exists, by the way.
That still exists.
Doesn't that have the oldest library?
Oldest library. You're smart. And performed the first eye surgery.
Whoa. In Timbuktu.
In the 1600s. This is the same time that these Black people are building the Sphinx, which still is standing. We're talking 2,000 years of construction that's still standing. Who knows what these are?
Pyramids.
It's pyramids.
But I'll bet you didn't know that Black people built them. So a lot of people don't know, as our children study the great civilizations, who knows the three great civilizations that we study?
Let's see. Get Greece, to the mic. Yeah, go ahead.
Mesopotamia?
No.
One? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Rome.
Rome is one. Excellent.
Greece, Rome.
Yeah, and
go ahead over here. Into your mic.
Egypt, you go, baby. All right. Those are the great civilizations. But when I grew up in school, nobody ever showed us pictures of these people. And nobody ever showed us a map that connected Egypt with wherever else it sits in the world. I dare you to go home today and look up where Egypt is on the world globe. Does anybody know?
Kind of in the northern end of Africa.
Ah, I love this kid. The northeastern area, the northeastern quadrant of the continent of Africa. Now, most people really don't have a clue where in the world Egypt is, so it doesn't occur to them that these amazing structures are built by black people and have lasted for all these years. Well, those people were captured. Very unfortunate. There were needs in this country as people came from Europe and they needed free labor, and they tried lots of different ways to enslave people. By the way, non-Christians were the first slaves here in America, but because they looked like everybody else, it was easy for them to escape and blend in. And they tried with Native Americans. And when the Portuguese began to come and to bring black people that they sold like they were a chair or a desk, they found that they could have free labor, and they built a lot of things. But even while they were in slavery, these people began to invent things. They were doing a lot of work.
Let's talk more about that in just a little bit. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She's from the University of New Mexico's Department of Africana Studies.
I love everybody. I love everybody in my heart. I love everybody. I love everybody in my heart. I love everybody.
When mommy's old, You're listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by The Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org. To the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. That was the Alphabet Rockers with I'm Proud. And before the break, Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Mami Solo. I Love Everybody is from a little CD called This Little Light. That's Bunny Hall and Friends. Today on the show, we're visiting with Professor of Africana Studies, Dr. Marcia Hardiman. Dr. Hardiman, you're talking about how people, even though they were enslaved, Black people began to invent things. Can you continue with that?
When we begin to see these people doing a lot of things, they begin to invent. And we have everything from a pencil sharpener to a fountain pen to a golf tee to a baby carriage to the refrigerator.
All
inventions.
These are all black
by black people.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. I always tell my students, as you go through the day, I want you to begin to realize a whole bunch of things we need to be saying, thank you, black people, for. Because all of us share. Black people, brown people, red people, yellow people, white people, all of us contribute to one another. Have you noticed? And when we learn that all of us can share and contribute, it sure makes our world a whole lot easier to live in.
And Dr. Hardeman, you're telling us about some amazing inventions that I didn't know that were Black American inventions, like the refrigerator, the pencil sharpener.
There are tons of them. And I'm going to let the kids tell us about some of these.
The traffic signal.
The traffic signal. Garrett Morgan. Wow. Thank you. So that the cars aren't running into each other.
Wow.
You have one?
The ironing board.
The ironing board. Sarah Boone. Thank you. So that we don't look all wrinkled all the time. Very good.
The mailbox.
The mailbox. Can
the
you believe
mailbox.
It? Just to drop the drop box.
Love that.
A black person. Yeah.
Yeah.
The shoes.
Jan Matzliger, who invented the shoe lasting machine, which stitches the tops of the shoes onto the soles so that your shoes don't go flip flop all over the place. Amazing.
I love that.
Yes. Ava?
The clothes dryer.
Clothes dryer. Oh, how about that?
I love that invention.
Thank you, black people.
That's a great invention.
The light bulb?
Light bulb. Now, we know that Thomas Edison did the original light bulb, but Louis Latimer actually invented the filament that gives us the bright light on the inside.
Oh.
A black man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
The comb.
The comb. You
the
can't
comb.
And the brush
oh,
by black
my
people.
Goodness.
I know it. So you can't get out of your house without saying, woo, let me get this too.
Keep going. Keep going.
A golf tee.
The golf tee. I think part of the inventiveness, the old people used to say, necessity is the mother of invention. And when we think about how people used to have to work to write, to clean, to iron, to sew, to do whatever, you devise these things to make life easier. For golfers, a tee was necessary to hold it up off the ground.
I love it.
It says the elevator.
The elevator.
The elevator.
Elevator. Can you see the man's name that invented that?
Alexander Miles.
Ba-bam. Put some real names on here. Very good.
Alexander Miles.
Yeah,
okay.
The mop and the dustpan.
The mop and the dustpan.
I don't know whether to thank anyone for
that. Well, otherwise you'd be using cardboard to kind of try to get it up all over
You're
the place.
You're not kidding.
The folding bed.
The folding bed and the folding chair. These are all inventions of black people. And let me tell you, some of them are the earliest inventions and patents on record in America. I mean, the early 1800s in some instances. So that means that even during slavery, because we know that President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1865, some black people here in the West and the Southwest didn't even learn that they were freed for almost 2 years because who can guess why it took so long for them to find out here?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they didn't tell them.
Well, actually, the Union Army rode around and shared the message. Gordon Granger is the person in the Southwest who actually brought the message. So they used the soldiers as kind of a Pony Express. But they were on horseback. No cell phones, no teletype. So it took years. And actually, that's how we get the whole Juneteenth celebration, because by the time the word reached Texas, it was almost 2 years later. And on the day of declaration, the 19th of June of 1867, they begin to declare Freedom Day.
So let's talk a little bit about that specifically in terms of there were black people here in New Mexico.
We have black people that migrated from the South all the way here to the Southwest and to California and the Northwestern territories. Some by wagon train, some on foot. Mother Clara Brown, who was 56 years old when she was freed from slavery, we learned really traversed on foot by a wagon train to get to California. Started her own business, started a laundry business, started a cooking service for the California gold miners to serve them, and became a very wealthy woman, wealthy enough that she actually went back to the South looking for her children, whom she had been separated from, looking for her husband, discovered they, several of them had died, but freed some of her own relatives who were still enslaved. Now, check this out. How much money do you have in the bank? I always ask that. And it's like, how did they save up money to do that? But we get settlers here in the Southwest, a town that was founded, Blackdom.
In so New Mexico.
We actually have historic records of several different towns that were started by Black pioneers who were either escaping slavery or moving to a different life after they were freed. Now, keep in mind, these people struck out to get away from that and were willing to walk and walk and walk. So some of them settled here. We have Black towns that we know of in Kansas, in Oklahoma, in Nevada, in California. We know that George Washington Bush, a little old Black man, actually established the settlement that we now know as Washington State. We know that mountain men like Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable, a French Black man who actually made his way to the northern part of our Midwest and established the city of Chicago. We have stories that are all over the place, and I just get goosebumps, you know, as I talk about them. Here, we are impacted by the Buffalo Soldiers, who were the all-Black 9th and 10th regiments in the Union Army, who came here, and once the war was over, the Civil War, they began to migrate and they settled forward. These become some of the earliest cowboys that we know of. So let me show you guys some pictures of some cool Black cowboys.
We're posting these pictures at childrenshour.org. Just look for this episode, Black History is American History. And with us today is Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She is from the Africana Studies Department at the University of New Mexico.
This is one of my favorites. This is a lady whose name is Mary Fields. She is known as Stagecoach Mary. She was the first female driver for the U.S. Postal Service.
Look at her. There's this picture of Stagecoach Mary. Okay, so one of my kids, describe this picture, please, please. Yes,
can you tell people who are listening to us what she looks like?
She has like a big dress.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a little hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those hats.
Like a cap?
Uh-huh. Yeah, a cap. And
good.
She has a gun. She has a gun.
A big, gigantic rifle, because she was a sharpshooter.
She has a dog, too. That probably helped keep her safe.
A hunting dog.
Yeah, I love it.
So we have these people who made their way, who broke all of the stereotypes, not only for Black people, but for women as well. What about this one? This is one of my favorites. This is a person called Nate Love, also known as Deadwood Dick, who outshot so many of the other Western heroes that we hear of in our history books, but we have overlooked Deadwood Dick, and he probably was the fastest gun in the West at his time.
Wow.
This is Bill Pickett, who was known as one of the most famous bulldoggers. Now, I bet you guys don't know what a bulldogger is.
What's a bulldog? Anybody know what a bulldog is?
Anybody ever been to the rodeo?
Rodeo, yeah.
What do you see at the rodeo?
People riding bulls.
People riding bulls. That's very good. They're horsemen. What do they do for competition at some of the rodeos? Does anybody know?
Race.
Don't you have to also stay on your, or you have to lasso things?
Have to lasso them.
You have to stay on your bull without falling off.
The bronking horses so long.
That's right.
Well, Bill Pickett's best event in the Wild Bill Hickok Wild West show. Now, we know Wild Bill Hickok's name, but most of us don't know Bill Pickett's name. He was a bulldogger, and the bulldoggers are the ones that would lasso the cows, and you'd have to get them down fast enough. And you know how they have to tie up their feet and put their hands up in the air to see how fast they do it? Well, Bill Pickett became one of the most amazing bulldoggers because he got those cows down so fast by biting them on the lip.
Ew.
That's probably what the cows said too.
That's gross.
And they would drop.
Wow.
Look at her mouth. Yeah.
Kids are stunned.
And he would be able to wrap them up and tie them up, and he was a winner. And they moved this Wild West show all across the territories, probably the precursors to what we now know as our circuses, who entertain and they made money, and he made his fame and fortune as a cowboy. But in the early Westerns, you almost never saw black cowboys. Back to the Buffalo Soldiers, many of the soldiers who were out of the army, settled, retired, began to work the farms, began to work the land, became the experts as cow pokers and the coordinators of the ranches and all of these things. The Buffalo Soldiers actually were the trailblazers to forge the paths through our Rocky Mountains in order to make way for the California gold miners to get to California. And we very often don't even give them credit for being the trailblazers, the path builders. So I just want to say that I'm so proud of these children who are so smart. You guys are so smart. I hope you'll go back and you'll tell somebody else some of the stories, because Black history is not just one group's people's history. It's everybody's history. Because if you go through the day and you know you have an air conditioner, thank you, black people, or you have a heating furnace, thank you, black people, or you get the first elements of a keyboard for your computers, thank you, black people. And as we continue to create all these inventions, all of us are contributors, each one, reach one. We are so much more alike, my friends.
Dr. Marcia Hardiman
than
is
we are unalike.
Professor of African American Studies and History at the University of New Mexico. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
we
me.
We learned so much from you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Local music, local issues, local voices. It's all here on CKUW every day of the year. Now, during Fund Drive, we need your support. Call 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to pledge now.
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
At the park, about to kill it up. Mr. DJ, this the one, gon' kill it up. We text a two-step, true, it may be new to you, but if you let me school you, I can show you how to do it. What? On the school bus, or when you Uber, play it on your iPhone or your computer. Play it when you're feeling good, wanna feel sober. Play it when you want it, shine, shine like the jeweler. Hey, Mr. DJ, play it, get them on the dance floor. Play it back to back, make them dance more. We Texas two-step, and yeah, this be that dance though. And I know the answer, but I still gotta ask though.
Can you walk it for?
Was Saul Paul right here on the Children's Hour. And before and over the break, you heard the legendary black composer Scott Joplin. Jabili Africa featuring a Ahadi was from a release called All One Tribe, and that was before that. Today on the Children's Hour, we're learning about black history in America. We've posted photos and links and a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Black History is American History. Coming up, we're going to learn about a significant health problem for many people, including kids. This is Ayanna Gregory from I Dream a World, right here on the Children's Hour.
Real young people, aging as the sun.
beat drop.
Express ourselves has always been unique, and I like the way we dance, and I like the way we sing, the rhythm, the flow, the bounce, you know, we come in with a bang.
Brilliant people, ancient as the sun, from pyramids to genius kids, what star did you come from? Colorful people, how do you stay so cool? You take the old and you make it new. I love the way you do.
Everybody say, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, I like the way you do.
Say what?
Give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh,
I like the way you do. I like the way we show respect and dignity. We hold our heads up high just like Aquila and the Bee. And I like the way they look. They marvel with surprise. I guess they didn't know that we're the people who could fly. Brilliant people, ancient as the sun. From pyramids to genius kids, what star did you come from? Colorful people, how do you stay so cool? You take the old and you make it new. I love the way you do.
Everybody say, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, I like the way you do.
Say what?
Give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh, give me some of that, give me some of that. Oh,
I like the way you do.
Congenital heart defects are not uncommon. They affect about 1% of babies born. We learn more from Deborah Carnes Padilla from the Adult Congenital Heart Association.
CHD is when we're born with a congenital heart defect. So it's a heart that doesn't have the normal structure, or it has electrical heart problems. Maybe missing part of the heart, and that is causing issues, and surgery may or may not be required. Our heart is a vital organ. It's our pump. It's like the engine of our body, and it's moving oxygenated blood. The only part of our body that does not receive oxygenated blood are our eyes, but every other organ needs oxygenated blood, and our heart does that for us, pumping it around our body. The heart has valves, it has arteries and chambers that circulates blood over and over again. When all those chambers and valves work correctly, blood is pumped through the heart to the lungs, where it gets the oxygen, and then back to the heart and out to the body, and that goes over and over again. Out of all the babies born every year, about 40,000 are born with a congenital heart defect. It's the most prevalent birth defect in our country. And so you may know someone, you may have one, you may be related to someone who has a congenital heart defect and as they grow up manages congenital heart disease. Many, many people have one in our country, one in 100. These children are growing up into adults, and so we want them to thrive and reach all the dreams that they have from children into adulthood.
Deborah Carnes Padilla serves on the board of the Adult Congenital Heart Association, and she's a lecturer in the Fitness and Wellness Education Center at the University of New Mexico Valencia campus. Every year, Congenital Heart Defect Awareness Week is February 7th to 14th. You can learn more about congenital heart defects at achheart.org. And we have a link posted to childrenshour.org. Look for Black History is American History. This is Pierce Freelon.
Do you have heart? Listen to the stethoscope close. Listen to the stethoscope.
Black women in history. This is the story. Much love to the Queen Rosa Parks who didn't give up a bus seat. But real talk, there were so many women who did the same thing. Like Claudette Colvin, she was only 15.
Arrested because she demanded respect and refused to be told her life was worth less. Ida B. Wells had a similar tale many years before Rosa Parks went to jail. One of the founders of NAACP, born a slave, she was freed in 1863. 1 year later, Rebecca Crumpler, first black woman with a medical degree.
Jane Hinton and Alfreda Webb, first women, African-American veterinarians. Fast forward 2020, Dr. Kinsey helps to create COVID-19 vaccine.
Black women in history, black women in history.
That was Fuchs, Rissy Palmer, and Snook Nook right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We're running out of time, but we have time for one more. This is Culture Queen. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
I am the future, a bright black future. I am the future of black history. You are the future, a bright black future. You are the future of black history.
Extra, extra, read all about it. I love black history, so proud about it. I know where I come from and I don't doubt it. Stand up from the rooftop and shout it, black history. Can't you see what it all means to me? And if you're like me and I'm like you, then you care about our history as much as I do.
I am the future, a bright black future.
Starts with me. I am the future of black history. When my grandkids speak of me, they will speak of my legacy. OMG, breaking news, black history lives in you. So let's start a revolution nationally. Say these words, repeat after me. Say tomorrow's legacy starts with me.
Tomorrow's legacy starts with me.
I am the future of black history.
I am the future of black history.
Tomorrow's legacy starts with me.
Tomorrow's
future of black history.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone. We had production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Many thanks to Dr. Marcia Hardiman and Deborah Carnes Padilla for being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.